They're selling movies of the melting. They're painting the buses green. The malls are filled with shoppers looking for a clean machine. The scholars have gone off to market, and science has sold its soul. So no one knows whose truth to believe, and if there's anybody in control. And the long lost loser tells us that we are not to blame. We just elect new leaders, we can keep playing the globalization game. We've known that the climate was a-changing, but we didn't want to hear. We've been so proud of our progress and so caught up in our fear. They've taught us to distrust one another while they lubricate the land and spend our money making weapons while we make idols of the singers in the band. And now the singers also tell us that we need feel no shame. If we go out and buy green products, we can keep playing the globalization game. The robot actor and the vocal virgin have been recruited to the show. They've joined in the chorus to tell us what we already know. They should put their money where their mouths are, but that's just not their way. I wonder how much carbon they're expending in the course of a normal day. Though they say that they think it's different now, to me it all still sounds the same. They just want us to keep on playing the globalization game. Crazy cowboy is still in the saddle, still spewing out his lies. His religion is his servitude to those who put the poison in the skies. He's lost the people's favor, but the damage has been done. Our crime is in believing that this is the way that things should be run. Yeah, the word that once sounded noble has become a source of shame. Freedom only has meaning if you play the globalization game. They say that war is good for business, and who am I to say they're wrong? It's business that's the problem, and that we all just play along. They've made us dependent on their destruction as we drive our fancy cars, which are intimately connected to why they wage their wars. But you go on believing that you are not to blame. You just want to keep on playing the globalization game. They say technology will save us the way it's done before, but I think it's more than likely it will bring on another war. For every machine that's made has a maker who's learned to follow rules, and those aren't made up in heaven. they're fostered in our schools. So long as the educators cannot call things by their rightful name, the technology will keep on driving the globalization game. Reality is inside your computer, and that's where the answer lies. It's all about communication and finally getting wise. We've destroyed so much of what is out there, and now nature's called our bluff, and even God can no longer help us, and there's no use acting tough. Our pretty planet can sustain us, but first we have to learn to tame all the hubris that's so intrinsic to the globalization game. It's not gonna be so easy. In fact, it's gonna be really rough. We're gonna have to reconsider how much is enough. There's no genius who can tell us all the things that need to be done. We're gonna have to learn together, for this concerns each and every one. So let's hope that the time is soon over, when having a fortune can bring you fame. We're gonna have to stop playing the globalization game.